Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
We are getting back into Matthew again.
More Matthew. We
have like the second one. Not the first one, but the second one.
There's only one Matthew.
No, the second chapter of Matthew is what I meant.
You need to stop because you keep saying like first Matthew and second Matthew, and that's not the way it works.
There's no stopping here. It's just forward motion all the way.
You've never done this before where all of a sudden you decided that a book had to be a first and a second.
This was the second chapter. I didn't decide it was a first and a second. I just said it was second Matthew.
It's
the second time we're doing Matthew.
It's Matthew chapter two.
It's Matthew chapter two.
Do you remember what happened in chapter one?
Yeah. Genealogy.
We did.
And that was boring as fuck.
And what was the genealogy from and to?
It was from David, I think, to Jesus.
To Jesus. And that was a jump scare.
Yeah. We're like, oh, Jesus. We're at Jesus.
Whoa. He just like, oh, we're starting a New Testament. And he's just there. All of a sudden, like, oh, shit. We're at Jesus now.
Yeah. And then.
I didn't know anything. Like, I thought, never having read the Bible before, I thought he was much further in.
Right. Yeah. We found Jesus.
We found him right away.
That was the thing.
It wasn't that difficult.
It was pretty quick. Yeah.
It was right on page one.
It was. And then we had, you know, Mary got pregnant.
She did. She got pregnant.
Yeah. And Joseph wasn't, you know, thrilled about it, I don't think.
But an angel of the Lord.
But then, yeah, in a dream. He had a dream. And an angel of the Lord told him in his dream that this was, you know, this was the son of God or something, or like this is the Lord's child or whatever the fuck it is.
It's a Messiah kind of guy.
He's special. And of course, that's what I would say too if I wanted to stay married to somebody who cheated on me.
Well, no, they had got married. They were about to get married.
In those times.
And the angel was like, you still got to marry her though.
Right, yeah.
And he was like, okay. Here's my question. Like,
I feel like she drugged him and then just like kind of like did that whole like subliminal message thing throughout the night, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It was an angel. It's an angel. Ooh, Mary is having a special baby. Okay. But seriously, I have a question though. Like, first of all, when you say angel of the Lord, is that like God coming down in the form of an angel? Like in the Old Testament when he was like, sometimes he would come down like in his white, white horse, like with his gold uniform.
Well, it was always questionable as to whether they were messengers or an actual angel.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you never knew for sure, but it did say angel this time.
Right.
So I'm thinking it's more like a messenger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And besides, it was in a dream. So.
Well, and then my second question, kind of related to that was, remember when, what was that other guy? I want to say his name started with an E, and he had all those fucking crazy ass dreams like eyes on wheels.
Ezekiel.
I told you it started with an E.
Yeah.
And he dreamed about eyes on wheels and angels.
That felt more like acid trips, but that's just me.
Right. No, me too. But I'm like, if you're going to claim a dream of the Lord, having read the Old Testament, which clearly he did, because he's like, and then an angel of the Lord came.
Right.
Wouldn't you add in some really cool stuff? Like, why not go big?
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
I don't know. That's just my question.
To me, like, I feel like, I don't know, the options are probably for this girl, because she's not married yet, that she's either going to be one of two things if she doesn't get this guy to marry her: dead or shunned by her entire community. One of those two.
Yeah.
So the only other option is to come up with a story that works. So, hence, you know, Jesus.
I wonder if they came up with the story together.
You know, they could have.
Maybe they were besties and he was helping her out.
He's like, maybe it was something traumatic that happened to her. And he's just like, we got to figure this out. I can't let people think that this happened and then, you know, still marry you. So we got to come up with a better story.
Here's my thing. Like, how many people knew she was pregnant? Like, why did they need to pass it off as the Lord's child?
Like, I mean, I don't know.
Was she showing yet? I don't know. The whole thing is just like, I need more answers.
Well, yeah, we're never going to get those.
No.
So anyway, that was Matthew chapter 1.
It sure as fuck was.
Yeah, which means that today we're going to be getting into...
Matthew chapter 2.
All right, let's do this.
All righty. All right, we are getting into Matthew chapter 2.
We are.
And we found Jesus, and now he's already...
We got to figure out what the fuck now.
Yeah, like, we're going to move right along with the Jesus story now. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea...
He was born. Okay, so he got born.
He got born real quick.
That's done.
That happened.
Yep.
Like, I'm wondering if it has to be in one of the other... Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Have to be in one of those things where we get like the whole birth story with the stable and the
Bible stuff. It could just be fan fiction. We don't know.
It could be extra biblical. Like, I'm just like, what happened to the inn and the stable?
Okay.
Right. Remember the story? Like, the inn is full, and that's why. And the census. They're traveling because they got to dodge the census or some shit.
We got a consensus on here. Apparently, we'll get more on Luke.
Oh, okay.
We're doing, just for everybody out there, we're doing a live on Discord.
Which
we love doing.
Yeah.
Because we get feedback.
Yeah. Because we don't know this stuff.
Right.
We never read this stuff, and this is very exciting because now we're at the Jesus-y part.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, spent 5 years trying to find Jesus.
Yeah.
And we got there.
We got there.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, after he was born in Bethlehem in Judea. Bethlehem in Judea.
Got it. Okay. Sorry.
During the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
Oh, here we go. Oh, the Magi.
The three wise men.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're getting the Christmas story. This is so exciting. Like, oh, I know this part. King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Wow, that's so interesting. I didn't know that they referred to him seriously as King of the Jews.
I didn't. I mean, I knew that there was a star. Like, we all see the star.
Of course.
Anybody that's done Christmas, there's a star that's over the manger and the barn.
The North Star,
and
they followed it.
And they found it. Shining real bright. And then there's three whatever.
Wise men. Frankincense and myrrh.
Whatever the fuck they are. And they bring stuff.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
I feel like all three of them must have been like the possible father.
That's my theory.
That could be. You know,
I've heard rumors that like those Magi guys that they actually didn't come around till he was like three or something, till Jesus was like 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know anything about that. That's extra.
That's assuming that any of this is true at all.
Right.
So,
but I've heard people refer to Jesus as the King of the Jews.
Yeah.
Like King of the World, only King of the Jews. Sure. But I didn't know that that was like a biblical phrase that like, no, these guys call him that. He's the King of the Jews. Just so you know.
Just right out the vag. Yeah.
He's King of the Jews. That baby is. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed. As you would be.
Yeah.
And all Jerusalem with him. Do you think all Jerusalem? Oh, yeah, because they're like, wait, King of the Jews.
Right.
And the Jews are like, excuse you, we do not, that's not our king. Yeah, that's a baby over there.
Who made this kid king?
Okay, yeah, that tracks. I get it.
Especially King Herod. He's like, wait, I'm king, fuckers.
I'm king of all the world.
What's going on here? Yeah. That's not cool.
Yeah. When he, King Herod, sorry, I was checking my pronouns there because those Maccabees still got me thrown. I'll never get over First Maccabees for all the pronoun abuse that they did on me.
He
did this to him and they were mad at those
right.
and And they listen.
Whole chapters almost.
I respect people's pronouns. So this is not an anti-pronoun rant. This is an anti
pronoun abuse rant
on people that don't know how to fucking write so that the pronouns are clear of whom, about whom we are speaking.
Right.
And about what is being done.
Right.
And where in some cases. Because yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even know where we are. Okay, anyway, when King Herod, dude, had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. Wait. What?
Wait, so he heard about this. And
after
like,
Jesus was born, these dudes came around. But then King Herod's like, where's he going to be born?
Okay. I'm assuming this is more like he's checking the prophecy. Like, are we sure that this guy...
where the Messiah... He's like, hey, wait a minute. They're talking about this baby that's in this...
In Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem. They're right. Talking about this prophecy thing. Where did that prophecy dictate that the baby Messiah was supposed to be born?
Okay.
I was like, why is he asking where a baby that was already born was supposed to be born?
He's
was already born.
He's trying to find
born.
An error in the
Got
prophecy,
it. He's like, this ain't the prophecy, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the hand of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. So that was the quote.
Okay.
That was the prophecy or whatever.
Right.
Then Herod called the Magi secretly. So he's like, yo, three wise men, come here. And found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I, too, may go worship him. Okay.
Wait, so they were consorting with Herod.
I wouldn't say they were consorting. They were called to his office.
Yeah.
He was like, come into my office. Go do this thing that you were already fucking doing anyways.
Yeah.
Go find this baby and report back. I need to know where he's at. So that I can totally worship him or whatever. Yeah.
Doubt it. Based on what we know now.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, honestly, like, can you blame King Herod? He's like, wait, I'm the king.
Yeah, right.
Why? What is this about?
Yeah.
That hurts my feelings. I'm sure he was just sensitive, right?
Sure.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
Pretty. It stopped, huh? Stars just stopped, huh? Kind of like the sun that one time.
Yeah, I mean, they do that all the time in the Bible.
Sure, yeah.
You know, the
celestial heaven, things just stop.
The heavens are not science.
Right.
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. I mean, stars are pretty at night.
They are.
I won't lie.
But if one stopped, I'd be a little concerned.
If one stopped, you would be calling the weather station and being like, I think I saw a UFO.
Yeah, I would.
That may or may not have happened. Anyways, moving on. On coming to the house, they saw the child.
Just for the record, though, it was skydiving zombies.
It literally was skydiving zombies.
Yeah, that was.
For an event
at night,
in our area.
With torches in the air. And so,
that had not been cleared by local news let everybody know that this would be happening.
It looked pretty crazy.
Because it was crazy. So, I mean, to be fair, there was an unidentified flying object.
Four of them.
Yeah. And it was pretty freaky.
Yeah.
And it could have been aliens, but instead it was just
skydiving
zombies.
Right, yeah.
Which is
totally makes
worse.
Sense after the fact.
Almost worse. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary. Mary.
Yeah.
Mary.
Right.
You don't even know what I'm doing right now.
I don't.
Okay, so there's this awesome movie. I want to say it's on Netflix, and it's called Single All the Way. And it's
about... Oh, my God. You're pulling out a Christmas movie here?
I am.
You're saying you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Okay, listen.
Like, it's some sort of, like, challenge.
It's one of my favorite newer Christmas movies because it's super gay. And I am so happy that we are starting to see more... gay friendly and lesbian friendly holiday movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I love this movie so much. These two guys are roommates. They're both gay, but they just never, like, they're just besties. Totally just besties. Okay, spoiler alert, they get together in the end. But it's like a Hallmark movie,
think,
so you know.
I think you got to figure that out from just the name of the movie.
Single All the Way.
Right,
And so they do the, oh, please come home with me for the holidays to, you know, pretend that you're my boyfriend because my family will bother me because they're always trying to marry me off. Uh-huh. And so, you know, bestie comes with him, and only they fall in love, and it's beautiful.
No way. I'm so shocked.
And oh, fuck, I can't remember her name. Fucking,
Who cares?
No, it's so important. She's the celebrity that is, like, is so important, like, and she...
I can't for the life of me fathom how anything from the movie Single All the Way is so important.
Because she's a celebrity, and because it makes sense why I was going, Mary. Because the two guys get involved in the local, you know, kids pageant, right? Okay. They're throwing the Look, it's not my fault that we're talking about Jesus, the Jesus story. This is Christmas.
No, but it's your fault that we're talking about Single All the Way.
But I'm invited to talk about Christmas movies because we're talking about this Christmas story. Okay, hold on. I have to stop everything.
Oh, my God. You're going to do a search?
I am stopping.
The search for the who fucking
Single All the Way.
I'm going to have to edit this shit out probably because you're not going to find it for the next 20 minutes.
No, I will.
Look, we're going to be sitting here looking for a goddamn actor in Single All the Way.
Single All the Way.
We're doing Matthew, not Netflix.
You need to stop. You need to stop right fucking now. Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Oh, Jesus. Everybody yell at husband for not knowing who the fuck Jennifer Coolidge is. Like, okay. She's, everybody loves Jennifer Coolidge.
I'm sure.
And she talks funny, and everybody, like, mimics her on SNL, like, all the time. Ariana Grande, like, does her really big, and she's just fucking hilarious, okay? She's hilarious. Anyway, and so in this movie, Single All the Way, which is just fucking fabulous, these, the two guys that are, like, the main love characters, they, stop looking at me like that. They get involved with the local pageant that the kids are throwing that Jennifer Coolidge's character is, like, the director of. And she, like, she's such a fucking diva, which is just so who Jennifer Coolidge is, that she takes over the fucking pageant. And she's like, no, that's not how it's done. You have to do it right.
Spoiler alerts, everybody.
No, it's not. It's a fucking, like, Hallmark style movie.
I was joking.
Okay. So anyways, and then she says, Mary. And it's just, oh, it's so Jennifer Coolidge. Okay. It's just the best.
Okay.
So anytime I see Mary's name, I'm always going to say it that way because God bless Jennifer fucking Coolidge. She's the best.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anyway, everybody agrees with me. I know, 100%. I don't care. Check our Discord. Everybody agrees with me.
Okay.
Right. What are they saying about Jennifer Coolidge?
There's just one. Ooh, wow. You don't know Jennifer Coolidge?
See?
That's it. I got one.
Well, that is just all I needed to know. Okay? Anyway, she's the fucking best. And you do know her. You just don't know you know her. Every time you see her, you're like, oh, yeah, that's Jennifer Coolidge. Like, you can't miss her because of the way she talks. Mm. Mary. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
When they saw the star, those fuckers were overjoyed.
They were overjoyed.
They were over the fucking moon about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother.
Wait, house? Mary. I thought it was a fucking barn.
When they came to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. Okay. And they bowed down and worshipped him. That's what I'm saying. I think he was probably three when they came.
Huh.
That's what some stories I've heard say. And that would make sense why they're not in that fucking stable anymore.
I guess.
I don't know.
But that defeats the whole point of having the star then.
La, la, la,
because that's supposed to be when he was born.
La, 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 la,
you know, not 3 years later.
Well, I have no idea. I don't know how the timeline works because I don't know Jesus that well. I'm still getting to know my guy.
Right.
Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. See? I was right.
Yeah, yeah.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and gold, and frankincense, and myrrh.
Right.
And zephyr.
Okay.
And lapis lazuli.
Great. Yeah.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod.
Another dream, huh?
Yeah.
Who was warned? The Magi?
The Magi's got a dream.
And Joseph said, had dreams, and now the Magi are having dreams, and they're like, don't go back to Herod.
Herod is fucky. Don't go back to him. They returned to their country by another route. They were like, bitch, bye. I'm out. Dang. I'm not trying to get involved in this baby murder shit.
Right.
Ooh.
But did they warn... You know, the Joseph and Mary.
I don't know. They were just like, okay, so cool baby. Here's some treasures and riches. We got to go by.
Okay.
I don't know what else was said.
All right.
Okay. When they had gone.
Yeah.
Okay. An angel of the Lord. So many fucking angels.
Man, there's
angels.
Lots of angels these days, man. Yeah, they're just popping out of the fucking woodwork.
Angels be falling out of the sky all over the fucking place.
You ever see the movie Dogma?
Did I ever see the movie Dogma?
Oh, wait. It wasn't an angel falling out of the sky. That was just like a person. It was...
Did you literally, though, just ask me?
You saw it, yes.
But
yes.
You looked me right in the eyes as though we haven't watched that movie several times together. You looked me straight in the eyes
and said,
have you ever seen the movie Dogma?
Because it was weird. It was just in the moment. I was going with it. Whatever. I was allowing you to answer on our podcast, but now you're calling me out on it.
I sure as fuck am, because that was weird.
So now I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. Yeah, you saw it.
You're weird.
It's cool. But I can't remember the guy's name, but like the Chris Rock character.
Mm.
And he fell out of the sky.
He did.
But he wasn't an angel, though.
No.
So.
Angels fell out of the sky all over the place in Supernatural.
They did.
There was a whole season.
They all fell.
They all fall down.
Yeah.
Yep. Poor Cass. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Man. Joseph gets all the angels in his dreams.
He always be dreaming, man.
I feel like this guy ain't quite right in the head.
He discovered gummies early.
Yeah.
Get up! He said, get on up. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you. For Herod, he's going to get you. He's coming to search for the child to kill him.
Oh.
He man. Coming.
Yeah.
One way or another.
You know, one of my favorite things, there's this meme out there. One way, you sung a song.
Go
there.
On. That was go a thing. On.
But one of my favorite memes out there is the, like, because, you know, the U.S., The westernized Jesus is white, right?
Oh, yeah.
White Jesus.
Like buddy Jesus.
Right? But we're, in the Middle East, so, one of my favorite memes is, it shows Jesus in Egypt with, a bunch of, brown children around him, and he's white. And it's like, how could Herod ever find Jesus in Egypt? He would
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Something like that. I'm not doing it justice, but it's funny. So.
Yeah. So... Joseph, he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt. He booked it. He's like, we out. Where they're getting situated so that they don't be noisy while we're doing our recording.
Right.
We're reading about Jesus. Would you care to join us at the table? No. Kid's like, aw, no. Not a fan. Fare thee well, friend.
Before you start, pause for a minute.
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod.
Oh.
So.
Man, they
were like, phew, made it.
That was a quick version. Just stayed there till he died.
There's so many more chapters
in Matthew.
How quickly
did he die? Did they stay there for 20 years? Did they stay there for...
What the fuck do I know?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, that's a brief synopsis, you know?
I mean,
Did he stay there till he died?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
And
we'll find out somewhere, maybe.
Yeah. Some of this is going to be retold in different ways.
I'm sure.
And so he was fulfilled. Wait, no. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet. Out of Egypt, I called my son. Oh, they read the prophet and were like, let's go to Egypt. And then we can be like, oh, look, we did a prophet. We did a prophecy.
Or more likely... Mm-hmm. They injected this after the fact so that they could make Jesus be the prophet because they wanted the story to fit. Okay. Because my understanding is that there are a lot of fucking issues between consistency in the Gospels. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to run into some of that. And,
sure.
And this just feels like injecting prophecy. Like, there's going to be a lot of injecting
prophecy. I'm just curious, I don't remember all the prophecy stuff about, I do remember, there's going to be a Messiah, but that's all I really remember them saying. I don't remember them spelling out, there's going to totally be a Messiah, and of these things are going to happen.
No, but when we do our Q&As, I do think we should focus somewhat on that, because mm-hmm. there is a lot of inconsistency.
Sure.
Between the Gospels. Not focus on it entirely,
I'm already kind of, that's where my mind is, because I'm I don't recall reading about that. Where's that?
Well, I mean...
What's that? They talked about that? I probably missed that bit, because I don't pay attention.
We read the fucking Old Testament for 5.5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
It could have been anywhere, you know?
I do remember them saying, there's totally going to be a Messiah.
Right.
But I just don't remember them being there's going to totally be a Messiah, and he'll be called out of Egypt or some shit.
Sure.
Called into Egypt. I don't know.
It could have been an extracurricular
Bible stuff, too. It could have been some of that difficult stuff where I just kind of glaze out.
Sure. And it could be how they interpreted it.
That is true.
It's just a matter of whatever they want.
Look, you're trying to say it probably was there in the Bible. Or no, you're trying to say it probably wasn't there. And I'm just trying to give grace and say it might have been there. It might have been me. I totally don't mind saying that I fucking can't retain shit.
Right, right.
All right. Anyways, when Herod, he died later, but we're going back in time. Anyways, when Herod realized.
Oh,
he's alive. Herod's alive. Okay,
sure.
Those people left and they stayed there forever. Bye. Okay. Anyway, back to Herod.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by. Okay. Sometimes when I see the word magi, it looks like Mowgli.
What?
Because it's a capital M magi, right? Yeah. And so when I'm reading real fast, your brain automatically fills in letters. Part of speed reading is you only read some of the letters, right? And so my brain catches the capital M and the G and then fills in Mowgli.
The fuck is Mowgli?
Have you never seen Disney's Jungle Book? What the ever-loving fuck?
That Mowgli.
Okay. Yeah. Or how about Magwai?
It's just that's not the first thing. When I see a capital M and a G, that's not the first thing that comes to my mind.
Sometimes I think Magwai, from Gremlins.
Okay.
That was the Gremlin guy. The wasn't his name Magwai?
I have no clue. I can't remember.
I'd have to go back and watch that again.
No, I know I know which character you're. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't remember what his name was.
Okay. Wow. All right. So anyway, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by them three wise men who ditched.
Yeah.
They were bounce, we out.
Right.
The Magi. Herod was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. So he's like, that baby would be about 2 years old, so we're going to kill all the babies.
Holy shit.
That sounds great. I love that for them.
That did not help his ratings for popularity.
No.
In that town.
I'm just going to tell you, maybe don't kill babies, y'all.
Right?
I don't know. I've never been a king. I've never been a figure state head boss.
I feel like, but I feel like as far as unpopular moves, that ranks right up.
Killing babies is right up.
That's just not a good
one. I mean, when God did that, we were not fans.
No, yeah.
I don't care how high up the chain you are, killing babies is never a good move. Yeah,
it's not a good look. No, it's definitely not.
Then, what was said through the prophet Jeremiah, remember that guy from the Old Testament?
I do.
So what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. It almost seems like Herod didn't read very closely.
It almost seems like this is literally they're just injecting prophecy.
No, but it's really through. It's annoying me because it's like Herod did. If you read it and you're like, this prophecy's coming true.
But that's why this is stupid.
But wouldn't you move to not do the things that fulfill it?
You would. That's why this is dumb.
Right? oh no, the prophecy says I'm going to kill babies or whatever. Like, I haven't read the sentence yet.
Sure.
But it's like, oh no, the prophecy says I'm going to kill babies. I would never and I won't. Look, boom,
if
done.
If you're going to tell me that this king of the Jews mm-hmm. at the time, right, Herod?
No. Didn't, well, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're going to tell me that this king didn't know, well, no, wait, not he heard about the prophecy, first
mm-hmm.
of all,
mm-hmm.
and then knew that this person was the fulfillment of this prophecy mm-hmm. and then didn't know the rest of the prophecy, I'm calling bullshit.
Right, right.
So, like, that alone is just complete and utter crap and bullshit.
Okay, the only thing I will say is I am currently working through the show The Magicians. And hear me out. I know that this feels, like, unrelated because the show The Magicians is so fucking good and the Bible is so boring. I mean, they're magi,
right?
Oh, wow. Okay, sure. Yeah, because they are
magicians. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing, though. Like, sometimes they, being new to this other land of magic, will, like, perform an action that they think is the correct move, and then somebody will come along and be like, well, you did the right thing, but there was actually more to that. And then, you know, the students, the magicians are like, oh my fucking God, why didn't you tell me the whole fucking prophecy or whatever?
Yeah.
So that I'm going to say that is a thing that happens in a really good show that's really well written. So I could see that maybe Herod is like, okay, I have this prophecy that says this is going to happen. And then later on, he's like, I'll stop it from, I'll kill the babies. There, boom, done. And then, like, later on, the magi are like, sorry, but you just did exactly what was in the prophecy. And then he's like, why did you fucking tell me the whole thing? Oh, my God.
I still call bullshit.
No, totally. Look, again, I am trying to leave room for the things that could be possible in this stupid shit, okay? Based on a really good show that is so well written.
So you're leaving room for the possibility of realness in the New Testament based on the magicians of the show.
Yes, which is so good. I'm on season 4. I'm going to call
bullshit on that too.
I'm on season 4, and it's where Elliot is embodied by the monster.
Mm,
okay. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I love this show so much. It's like the third time through that I've watched it.
It's a fun fluff show.
It is. You know what I love? Because I just love them.
Sure.
Yeah. And I love that the main characters, Elliot and what's the main character's name? Q. I love that, like, they almost, like, ended up together, you know? Mm. Like, they did have time together. And then, like, they examined, like, we could make this work. We could be a couple. Like, and the show, like, examines Quinn's questioning his sexuality and whether he's bi or not. And, like, it was never something that he considered until.
We really need, like, a pop culture, you need to know these things before you start listening to our podcast.
But I would have to know what I'm going to say in advance. In order
to, like, get everything.
I would need to know in advance, and I don't know what I'm going to say until I say it.
Right. No, I'm aware of that.
Anyway, I'm currently watching The Magician, so that's on my mind.
Yeah, I got it.
So, highly recommend. Everybody should watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. The end. Okay. A voice is heard. Oh, wait. Here we go. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Which is this thing I'm about to say.
Check that box.
I'm about to say what the prophet Jeremiah said.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more.
That's so vague.
That's so fucking vague. How is and that has come to pass now.
Did you see
how when Herod killed babies that what? How is that?
Because they wanted the two real bad.
Clearly that is a question for our Q&A.
Sure.
Like, how is that?
Maybe there's more context, you know?
Right. Like, I don't get it.
But that's definitely real vague. That's very vague.
That's like, and one time there was oxygen and it was breathed.
I got,
boom! Prophecy fulfilled, bitches.
I got news for you. There is no prophet in the Old Testament that actually foresaw something happening that happened to Jesus.
No.
That did not happen.
You don't believe in magic?
No, I don't.
No, in fact, we do not. All right. After Herod died... Okay, so we're back to Herod. He's dead again.
Okay, cool.
He's dead again.
Yeah.
An angel of the Lord... Oh, Jesus, I'm already
tired. There's a lot of angels.
I'm tired of angels of the Lord because that's a lot of angels visiting these people. And I'm like, you know what? I am 50 years old, and I've never seen a fucking angel of the Lord.
That's true.
If anybody would be excited to see an angel, it would definitely be me. And I feel like if there was going to be an angel coming down and, you know, wanted me to spread the good word, like, I would be such a great spokesman because I'm enthusiastic. I'm enthusiastic.
Right, yeah.
And I've never seen an angel of the Lord, but here they are, like, popping up all over the fucking place, like fucking Pop-Tarts in a toaster.
That's true.
Like, bullshit. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is, honestly, this is bullshit.
That's true. Okay? I agree.
I'm pretty upset about it, actually, now that I think about it.
Goddamn angels.
And angels.
Yeah.
After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
Joseph guy. What's his deal?
He has so many angels.
This fucker dreams all kinds of shit.
I mean, I don't know. Anyways, the angel said, get up. Get on up. Take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. Oh, the angel was like, remember that time when I sent you to Egypt? Just kidding. Go back now. Right. Back it up. For those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. Yay! I love cheering when people die.
Mm.
What? So he got up, took the child. He's like, packed his fucking bags again.
Sad for Jesus. He's not going to have anybody his age when he goes back because they're all dead.
Oh, that's sad.
That is sad. He's got nobody to play with.
All the babies are sad.
Yeah.
All the babies are dead. It's kind of like all the COVID babies where... like, there's problems now because all the babies that were born during COVID, none of them were socialized.
Right.
So, like, we have, like, all these little 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds now. Wait, no, that was 2000 and this is 26. So, we have all these 5- and 6-year-olds. Sorry, I had to math real quick. We have all these 5- and 6-year-olds that were never really socialized.
Right.
And weren't around people and didn't know how, they don't know how to play.
And yeah, that's a lot different than being dead.
No, it is. Totally. I'm just trying to say, like... It makes for an interesting generation.
Right, yes.
I've actually seen things on YouTube where they're talking about that, you know, generation coming into school, the 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds, and that they are, like, impossible.
Sure.
Because they...
I mean, they never had the skibbity toilet, right?
That was before them.
That was before them. Really?
Yes.
Shit, I'm way behind.
Yes. What
the hell do they have?
They have Bluey. They have Miss Rachel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And they have the most liberal parents on the planet, but also the most, they babied them because they were home all day, right? And so these kids, like, they've never been told a goddamn day in their life, but also these are the most, like, liberal parents ever, which I love liberal parents, but liberals do love to shoot themselves in the foot. So, They're like, these babies have never, like, we have all of these good parenting and psychology, and we have YouTube to teach us how to parent our children. And so we talk to a 4-year-old about their feelings, and their feelings matter. And that's great, except that the 4-year-old is holding their sibling's head under the water in the pool, and you can't talk that. You got to hurry up and grab that kid out the pool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean by, like, we liberals like to shoot ourselves in the foot by trying to work things out as you know, and your feelings matter. And
sometimes you just got to do something.
Well, and like, okay... Yes, your feelings matter, but your fucking rage that's causing you as a 4-year-old to hold somebody else, your sibling, under the water, that's not okay.
Right.
Yeah. And no, your feelings aren't more important than your sibling's life.
Right.
And that's what I mean. And so these kids are, like, impossible from what I'm seeing. Anyway, okay. Oh, that wasn't me railing against the liberals. I am a liberal.
I know.
Just, like, I'm so on Facebook and YouTube. I'm so on YouTube. I doom scroll and I watch too many videos about psychology and parents raising children.
True.
True.
Very true.
I know too much. I've seen some shit. It's your fault that I'm saying all these things because it's making you look like the face that you are making mm-hmm. and it's making you laugh. And so it's your fault that I'm saying all these things, okay. honestly. All right. Anyways, so he got on up and he took the child and his mother and he went to the land of Israel. Let's okay. go back.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
But when he heard that Archelaus, did I say that right?
I don't know.
Archelaus?
Sure.
That sounds good. Right. Yeah. was reigning in Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. I mean, yeah, Herod's right. son is king now. Great, great, great. Why are you telling me to come back? Basically, Herod too is still reigning now.
Sure, but I mean, if God told you to go back, you go back, right?
I don't know. God never told me shit. How would I know?
No, I'm just saying, but if God did, you know, like if...
How would
if,
I know?
If a God or angel came down and said, hey, you go on back there. I suppose you go on back, right?
I would ask some questions, honestly. I would be like, we need to have a conversation before I do anything you
I don't know. I don't, I'm not sure that, you know, pulling a Karen in that moment is the right thing to do.
You're telling me if God came down that you wouldn't say, can I have a word?
No, I'm not saying, yeah, I mean, I'm just, it depends, I suppose, on how real I felt that moment was, you know?
Okay, so you're in your sleep, right? And you have a dream and the angel of the Lord comes down and he's like, woohoo! Husband,
I wouldn't
you need
believe
to
a dream.
Pack your bags.
I would not believe my dream.
Okay, so then the next morning you wake up and you're like, wife, I had the strangest dream and I'm not sure what to make of it. And it felt so real, but you know I don't believe in that shit.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that we would together decide if there is a God, we need a word.
Sure.
That's
yeah,
all I'm
no,
saying.
I mean, yeah, I would definitely, okay. Yeah, I would definitely question it. But like, there's different appearances of God, right? Sometimes he comes down in real life, but the dream shit, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. So they moved to Egypt, then they moved back to Israel.
We're taking okay. one guy's word on the fact that an angel of the Lord visited them three times.
Yeah, I haven't read the other books of the Bible in the New Testament yet, so it's I don't like know about those. All I have right now is dude saying, I had so many dreams.
It's like Scrooge's ghosts. And
oh my gosh, yes.
He got visited by the three angels instead of the three ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew because Herod's son is ruling now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I see, and that would piss me off. Like, I listened to the angel of the Lord and I came back and I find, okay, yeah, Herod's gone, but his son is ruling. What the fuck?
Right.
Like, why did you have me come back? You said dude was gone.
Right. That,
yes, dude is gone.
Who do you file a grievance with at that point?
I don't know.
You know?
I.
Where do you send that?
I would pull a feather next time one of them angels came to me. I would definitely pluck a fucking feather. So having been warned in a dream, so I guess an angel came down again and was like, oh, yeah, my bad. Herod is dead, but his son's reigning, and I forgot to tell you that. Oh, sorry, 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 sorry. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee.
Wait, they told him to go back. And
go back!
And then they changed their fucking mind in another dream?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is just... Okay, look, if we're even assuming that this story is real at all,
mm-hmm.
like, even... Like, if we could even count in any of this being true...
I think you're having a geography issue. Hold on.
Okay.
So first the angel comes to Joseph and says... Joseph, Herod is fucky, move to Egypt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then later, the angel comes back and says, Joseph, fucky King Herod is dead, go back to Israel.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
And so then he's like, okay, so then they go back to Israel, and then he comes again and says, Joseph, I wasn't lying, Herod's totally dead, but guess what? His son is reigning, so while you're here in Israel where I told you to go, good job.
Yeah.
Hide in Galilee, here in Israel.
Okay.
See, you were having a
they
geography issue.
They clarified the Israel location once they were in Israel.
I don't know where Galilee is, but it ain't sure. Egypt.
But to me, if we are to believe that Joseph was doing all this, right,
mm-hmm.
and being visited by angels and everything,
mm-hmm.
it feels more like he got there and he's like, I don't know about this. I'm going to go over there.
Yeah.
It wasn't a fucking dream.
No, totally.
He's just like, we need to go back home. We're going back home. Dude's dead. We're going to go back home. But then they get there and he's like, let's just go
this
over there.
This did not go the
way
I wanted.
We're going to stay a little bit south side of this. So we're going to go over this way.
Yeah, totally. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee.
Yeah.
And he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus, yeah. I know that one.
That's where he's from.
That's where he's from.
Jesus is from Nazareth.
He's a carpenter. There. I've told you everything I know about him. That's all I know. Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah.
Nazarene, the Nazarite. Jesus was from Nazareth, and he was a carpenter.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Well, and then, you know, he got put up on a cross with nails in his arms, and he suffocated.
Right. And then came back.
And then he
according
came back.
To the Bible. According to the Bible.
There's a cave. Right. There's a rock holding the cave shut for 3 days.
Sure.
Easter. Sure. I'm trying to tell everything I know about Jesus right now, because we are, like, getting up in this, right? And I want everybody to know, like, what I know going in.
Sure.
Like, what baggage I'm bringing to the table as I'm reading this for the first time.
He walks
time.
On water, right?
Before the cave, before the cross, sometime between what we're reading right now and the cave and the cross.
He's got a friend named cave, Biff.
He does in that one.
That Lamb. Book, Lamb. Yeah,
that was so good.
If you ever read the book Lamb, you should read the book Lamb.
It was really good. I forget
who's by at this point.
Was it Christopher Moore?
It could be. I don't know. I can't remember right now.
But I want to say Christopher Moore, but I could be wrong. Book. It's a great book. Fucking hilarious. Okay, anyway, having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. Good for him. That was convenient.
Sure.
So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets that he would be called a Nazarene. Oh my God. The end. I hate this book so far. It's readable. It's immensely readable. I will give it that.
There's prophecy fulfillment. Oh, look, another prophecy fulfillment. Oh, fuck, man. Another prophecy fulfillment. Hey, guys, look. There's another prophecy fulfillment. Jesus, this is like,
okay, listen.
This is fucking, it's just like prophecy fulfillment checklist here.
Listen,
that's all we're doing.
I have to tell you something. If you have to tell people how awesome and cool and nifty you are, you're neither nifty nor awesome nor cool. It's like the man that walks around saying, I'm a good guy. You're not a good guy.
No, you're probably not.
You probably have balls hanging from the back of your truck, sir.
My guess, that would be correct.
Yeah. Like, nobody that is cool has ever uttered the words, I am really cool.
This is how they're starting the New Testament.
We're in chapter 2.
They're starting the New Testament with a fucking checklist of prophecies and lineage, right?
Mm-hmm.
That all sounds so contrived as to hardly be believable at all.
Look, it's like if I walk up to you and I tap you a lot and I'm like, hey, hey. Hey, hey. And then you're like, oh my God, what? And I'm like, prophecy. And you're like, hey. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, hey, hey, hey. There's another prophecy. And you're like, okay. And then I do it again. Hey, hey.
Let me guess, fucking prophecy.
Yep, you got it. You got it. Yeah, it's immensely readable. I'll give it that.
Sure.
So much better thus far than the Old Testament. Look, I'm trying to give praise where praise is due.
Right.
You got to praise it like you should. It's not boring. It's not difficult. I'm not hating it for that.
And we get to say Jesus a lot.
Oh, Jesus, which we already kind of did. I am loving that. Oh my God. Fucking angels.
We're going to have fun with this.
This is fun.
I am going to enjoy the New Testament, I think.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
This is good stuff.
I'm enjoying. This is so much more fun than the Old Testament so far.
I just remembered, like, I think it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I think it's then the book of Acts. And I think at one time I tried to skip the prophet guys, the disciple-y prophet guys.
Yeah.
And I think I was like, I'm going to skip those four because they're like four people retelling the same fucking story.
Yeah.
That sounds boring.
Right.
And I think I tried to read the book of Acts. And if I recall correctly, Acts is boring AF.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean,
I'm just putting that out
we're
there.
We're still reading the Bible.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
we're going to do it.
I know there's going to be bad shit.
And it's more fun reading with you.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
And same with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
other than the popular culture references that I have no clue what you're talking about. But, you know, other than that.
Mere.
It's great.
Everybody go do your homework. Go watch the movie Single All the Way and start the first season of The Magicians if you haven't already watched it. And then you will know what the fuck I'm talking about. And
sure.
We'll be good. And I'll have moved on to something else by next week. But that is okay because Jennifer Coolidge will always be Jennifer Coolidge.
Right.
The end.
All right. So that was Matthew chapter 2.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that the next time we do an episode, we're going to be back with
Matthew chapter 3.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.